Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Aegon. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a global player in the insurance and financial services space, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down Aegon, a well-established name headquartered in the Netherlands, operating in the life insurance, pensions, and asset management sectors. For those who might not be as familiar, Aegon serves millions of customers across multiple regions with a strong footprint in Europe, the Americas, and parts of Asia. Let's dive into what's been happening with this company lately, analyze its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and wrap up with some actionable insights for your portfolio. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's set the stage with a quick look at recent developments and performance. Based on the latest updates, Aegon has been making headlines with its strategic moves, particularly around its second half 2024 earnings results, which we'll touch on in a bit. Performance-wise, the stock has shown mixed results across various timeframes. Over the past year, it's posted some gains, though shorter-term metrics like the one-month and three-month performance indicate a bit of volatility compared to industry peers in the insurance sector. The sector itself has had its ups and downs, but Aegon's positioning within it gives us plenty to unpack. So let's roll up our sleeves and get into the SWOT analysis to see what's driving this company and what could shape its future. Strengths. Solid operating results. Aegon's latest earnings call for the second half of 2024 highlighted an operating result of nearly 1.5 billion euro, which speaks to their ability to generate consistent income from core operations. For long-term investors, this kind of stability in a cyclical industry like insurance is a big green flag. Strong market presence. With a massive global footprint, Aegon benefits from diversified revenue streams across regions like Europe and the Americas. Their latest geographic revenue segments show a balanced contribution, reducing reliance on any single market, a key strength for weathering regional economic downturns. Healthy profit margins. Looking at their financials, Aegon's gross profit margin and net profit margin are competitive within the industry. This indicates they're not just bringing in revenue, but are managing costs effectively, which is critical for sustained growth. Positive free cash flow. Their free cash flow yield is in a good spot based on trailing 12-month data, and recent cash flow statements show they're generating solid cash from operations. This gives them flexibility for reinvestment or returning value to shareholders through dividends, which currently offer a decent yield. Weaknesses. Debt levels a concern. Let's not sugarcoat it. Aegon's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. While they're managing it for now, a heavy debt load can limit flexibility during economic downturns or rising interest rate environments, something long-term investors need to keep an eye on. Mixed short-term performance. While the long-term trajectory looks okay, shorter-term performance metrics over the past month and 3 months show Aegon lagging behind some industry averages. This could signal operational hiccups or market sentiment challenges that might spook more risk-averse investors. ROE could be better. Their return on equity isn't exactly setting the world on fire compared to top-tier competitors in the insurance space. It suggests they're not maximizing shareholder value as efficiently as they could, which might weigh on the stock's appeal for growth-focused portfolios. Opportunities, strategic transformation underway. From the 2024 earnings call summary, Aegon's management is doubling down on a strategic overhaul to streamline operations and boost efficiency. If they execute well, this could unlock significant value, especially in underperforming international markets they're working to optimize. Growing demand for insurance products. The broader industry trend shows an increasing need for life insurance and pension products, especially in aging demographics across Aegon's key markets. Their product revenue segments indicate they're well-positioned to capture this growth if they innovate and market effectively. Forward valuation looks attractive. Based on forward PE ratios, analysts see Aegon trading at a reasonable multiple compared to current levels, with the average forward PE suggesting potential upside if earnings growth meets expectations. For value investors, this could be a sweet spot to build a position. Capital expenditure, paying off. Recent cash flow statements show investments in property, plant, and equipment, which could signal modernization or expansion efforts. If these CapEx moves translate into operational efficiencies or new revenue streams, Aegon could see a nice boost over the medium to long term. Threats. Challenges in international markets. The earnings call didn't shy away from mentioning headwinds in certain international markets. While they're addressing these issues, any prolonged underperformance in key regions could drag down overall results and investor confidence. Industry and sector volatility. The insurance sector isn't immune to broader economic swings, and recent sector performance data shows fluctuations across various timeframes. If macroeconomic conditions tighten, think inflation or recessionary pressures, Aegon could face reduced demand or higher claims. Competitive pressure. With an industry average PE ratio that's not far off from Aegon's, it's clear the space is crowded with players vying for market share. If competitors innovate faster or offer better pricing, Aegon might struggle to maintain its edge without aggressive moves. Interest rate sensitivity. Given their debt levels and the nature of their business, rising interest rates could hit Aegon harder than some peers. Higher borrowing costs and potential impacts on investment income from their asset management side are risks to watch. All right, let's tie this all together with some insights for you long-term investors out there. Aegon's got a lot going for it. Strong operating results, a diversified global presence, and a strategic transformation that could be a game changer if they pull it off. But let's be real. The debt levels and short-term performance wobbles are red flags that can't be ignored. On the flip side, the forward valuation and industry tailwinds offer a compelling case for patient investors who believe in the company's turnaround story. The threats, especially around international challenges and economic sensitivity, mean you've got to stay vigilant and not just set it and forget it with this stock. As we wrap up, I'd say Aegon's outlook for long-term investors is cautiously optimistic. There's potential here for steady growth and income through dividends, but it's not without risks that could test your patience. Keep an eye on how management tackles those international market challenges and whether their strategic moves start bearing fruit in the next few quarters. If you're building a diversified portfolio, Aegon could be a solid piece of the puzzle, but I wouldn't bet the farm on it just yet. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Aegon in the comments. Do you see it as a buy for the long haul, or are you sitting on the sidelines? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.